Okay.
I forgot my agenda. I apologize. I'm going to miss. So can we have approval of a minute?
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Great. And for public comments, Steve, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Nothing as a taxpayer.
He just listens. He don't talk.
All right. Then, Joe, let's move on to the legislative update, please.
This is the meeting. We try to let you know what's going on in Springfield. By this point in the legislative calendar, that started to sort through things that might have a chance of passing versus things that get weeded out. A lot of bills get introduced and they get basically put on hold. They, you know, anytime you look at the update on the website and it says it's been referred to Rurals, that kind of is a wink of the eye that unless this thing comes out of the Rurals Committee, it's not going anywhere. Sometimes that does happen. So we have lobbyist organizations that we work with. Debbie has the same with her group, and they try to sort through all this legislation and try to provide us with a heads up of, you know, things that may impact us at county government. And of course, we're always looking at unfunded mandates, things that would have a negative or be detrimental to our operations, and we play, you know, 90% defense on these things, and occasionally we have a bill we're pushing just to try to enhance or operations and so forth. So what I've done is I've sent out in advance a report from the Illinois Counties Boards Association. Metro County is supposed to provide me with a report too, so I have a lot of similar bills on it. And I just wanted, you know, in addition to answer any questions, if you have the opportunity to review it, just highlight a couple of things on there. One bill, Senate Bill 59, relates to juror fees. You may recall last year, the General Assembly passed a law increasing what we were required to pay to our jurors to $25 for the first day, $50 for every day after. It goes into effect July 1st. Currently, jurors are paid $10 per day plus mileage. The new law, if you pay them the $25.50, it doesn't include mileage. So there's a bill that provides, and the counties, you know, protested because this is an unfunded mandate. We estimated it's going to increase our costs in Madison County approximately $75,000 per year. Some counties are $300,000-$400,000. Cook County's way up there. So they've asked for a trailer bill to try to provide some relief. And this, what this legislation does is it gives the county board the authority to lower that if they choose. So, you know.
Joe, yes. Do you happen to have an extra copy?
I do. I'm sorry. Did you get yours in the mail?
Yeah. Thank you.
So it's something, if it passes and gets signed into law, we'll have to take a look at. I mean, we obviously don't want to increase our costs, $75,000, but, you know, it may be a discussion we have with the chief judge about what's fair. What our experience has been with a lot of jurors is that, you know, it's civic duty. It's, you know, so the argument is that you shouldn't really be compensated for doing your civic duty once every so many years. On the other hand, some people aren't paid when they go jury duty. So, you know, there's a reasonable argument to provide some level of compensation. A lot of employees, their employer recognizes that they have to do this and they pay them while they're on jury duty. But there's nothing in the law that says that if they're paid by their employer, we don't have to pay. You know, we have to pay anyways.
At one time, did they have to? At one time, did the employer have to pay?
I don't
know. No, it's no, never. It's their own
decision.
Choice. Yeah.
I suspect larger employers probably, you know, do, but small business type people do not.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's one bill that we're keeping an eye on. Like I said, I don't know what we'll do with it if it passes. We'll definitely have a discussion.
What do we have it budgeted for right now? What do they?
Well, their budget is actually higher than what they spend because you never know how many juror days. The reason Madison County's impact is lower than some of our comparable counties is because they have this efficient system over there where jurors call in the night before to see if they're called in. If they're not called in, we don't have to pay.
I just experienced that.
Some other counties, you show up, and if they don't need you, they send you home. Well, right. If you show up, you have to pay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in fact, we've had some discussions with counties that we work with on issues like this about best practices, and sharing information. They may want to look at some of our practices in Madison County. It can save them money, for example.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know that's great. That's I don't know when he implemented that, but that saved an awful lot the way they do that. You know.
Great.
So that's one bill. There's a couple others. There's some legislation under Senate Bill 86 on the first page that will give the state's attorney the ability to retain the services of a private collection agency to collect fines. A lot of time, over in the court system, we'll get fines for someone who committed some type of offense, and it's not collectible. You know, you can't find the people, they don't pay, those types of things. It costs us a lot of money to, issue warrants and things like that. This simply, collection agencies are very good at, going out and collecting money. They get a fee. The current legislation doesn't allow us to recoup that fee. So what this does is says that, if they owe $100 and the collection agencies don't charge $15 to get the $100 for us, they have to pay $115.
Great.
Because we're a non-home rule county, we can never write that law ourselves. We have to let the legislature enable us to do it that way. There's I highlighted Senate Bill 764. That would require AEDs in police stations, such as the Sheriff's Department. The reason I highlight it is not that this is a bad idea, but this is another example of an unfunded mandate where they would require not only that we have AEDs over there, which we already do, but require a certain number of personnel be trained to use them. We already have people that are trained, but to write a law forcing us to do it, it's just more bureaucracy is what it is. And likewise, on the next page, your Senate Bill 1362, it would require an animal control database. What it would require is, right now we have records documenting vicious dogs. It would require us to generate this database, keep it updated, put it on their website, and, maybe that's a good idea, but it'll cost us to do it. And,
Wow, that seems like that would open us up to liability. Because, who's to deem what a vicious dog is?
Well, there is a definition, and actually it's a county vet that would make this declaration. Okay. But what
so there's already a list, sort of?
Well, there's records that show that. But what if we don't update it? What if we forget to update it or whatever, and someone gets bit by this, that we could be sued? I mean, it's just one of those unnecessary mandates.
Another layer.
Yeah. And then the big issue, that we're really keeping an eye on is, the state's financial problems that they're having. As you probably have read in the press, they dealt with the current fiscal year 15 budget in the last week or two where they had a compromise where they basically swept a lot of excess state funds to bridge the gap in their deficit. When they passed the current year budget, they passed it without enough revenue. The state income tax was going to drop off on January the 1st. I guess they maybe assumed that they would put that back on the books and have the revenues where that didn't happen, so they had this huge budget deficit. So what they went in is they went into every state fund, and some of them provide money to local government, and they took all the excesses and plugged their budget hole in the general fund. That was just a stopgap measure to get them through this fiscal year. There's some cuts, too. Some of those things will have an impact on us. I mean, there's grants that were approved for recreation in Madison County that the money's being frozen. There's MFT money that got swept. That's money that we probably eventually would have received our share of and all that. So that will have a trickle-down effect on us somewhere along the line. We're concerned about what happens the next budget year. The governor has already proposed to take half of our income tax money away from us. We don't know if that's a threat or if he's serious in trying to work out a deal to do that. But the income we get, the local government, cities and counties, get 8% currently of the income tax. That was the original deal when they passed it. They did it so that there would be property tax relief at the local level. We would not have to, collect property taxes because we have other revenue sources. By taking half of it away, it would have about a $2.8 million impact on Madison County government. That's all impact in the general fund itself, and it would result in large layoffs if that happened. Is the bottom line? We couldn't handle a cut like that. The money's we've got a balanced budget in the general fund. To lose that amount of money, you know, you're going to impact a lot of employees around here. So we're concerned about it. A lot of cities have, you know, passed resolutions opposing it. You know, everybody's lobbying against it. You know, the legislatures have heard from us and all that. So we're watching it closely, and hopefully it won't happen. So that's a quick overview. Donald Deb's got a couple things too. Are there any other questions about some of the bills? Okay.
That sounds good. Debbie.
Thank you, Chairman. There's a couple of election bills that we're trying to keep a little eye on. The first one would be Senate Bill 1265. It's deals with online voter registration. Currently, a citizen can go online, register to vote up to 28 days prior to an election, and then it closes. This piece of legislation would extend that to 14 days prior to an election. A citizen could register to vote. I really, you know, have not taken a negative position to it, other than it's just something else that we rushing to get verifications done. I think it's something that we can handle, but some of the smaller counties are opposed to it. The big thing is Senate Bill 172, which was passed last year, dealing with electronic poll books at the precinct level, same day registration for the election judges to try to maintain on election day. That I am absolutely in opposition to, because that would require, first of all, it's an unfunded mandate, which would cost the county approximately $900,000 to supply each precinct with the capability of registering a voter at the precinct level with electronic poll books. Some of the concerns with that, not even thinking about the money concern, is the connectivity. Some of our precincts in the county do not have cell service, and so I wouldn't be able to connect them to voter registration here.
You'd almost have to have one of your people in that poll, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, those people that are judges, you can't expect them training they get to take care of something like that. I mean, they do an excellent job as far as I'm concerned. But
it's already a stressful thing.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, they registered voters, let alone having to take the time to.
Yeah, that's
and we're
ridiculous.
Talking about a presidential election, because this comes into effect immediately. Well. Now, there is a Senate Bill 1529, which right now is moving through the Senate pretty quickly, which we're hoping as county clerks to have some stop gaps put in there that, you know, would allow us an opportunity to try to figure out how to handle areas that we wouldn't be able to connect, and where is the money going to come from. We are in contact with our legislators about that, and so I'm hoping that we can get something done about the poll book situation. That would be impossible for us.
What are the odds that will go through?
You know what?
It's
getting very, very little resistance.
No kidding?
You're kidding.
Yeah.
I mean,
it could devastate small counties. It's going to devastate us.
Oh, hell yes.
I can't imagine smaller counties having to deal with electronic poll books.
Right.
I can't even imagine.
Judy, that would be almost your entire district would have a problem, because they don't have cell service in a lot of, like, Helvetia 1, 2, and 3 at the polling place, Leaf Township, a lot of those places.
Yeah. The majority of them, I think, does, but I know some of them don't.
Right, yeah.
And you get up in New Douglas area. And
sure.
There it would be.
Well, with the presidential, it would be a monumental task for the election judges to have to handle.
Well, that would impact our IT as well, I'm sure, because you're going to have to send
the trickle-down
people
effect
out.
It's just
awful.
But producers and the makers of electronic poll books are all in favor of it.
Of course.
Who's pushing it?
Right now it was sponsored by... You know, I apologize, Judy. I don't know. I didn't write that down.
Isn't it Cook County, City of Chicago, aren't they supportive of it?
Well, the big collars,
yeah.
DuPage, Lake, Cook, I mean,
they're supporting this?
Yes.
Of course. I mean,
because it's something they already have.
It would be easy, yeah.
Well, yeah, but it wouldn't be easy even if you... If you have the Wi-Fi, it wouldn't be easy. I mean, you'd have to have a...
Well, true.
It'd put a hell of a thing on your office.
I mean, let alone the expense of the poll books, but we're going to have additional election judges on staff just to handle those types of voters who come in. You verify their registration, you go through all of their ID process, and then let them vote. So it's going to require more people to take care of that.
So, out of curiosity, let's say that this goes through and we're not able to do it. What happens?
Very interesting question.
I mean, who polices that?
Who's going to come and take us away?
Yeah.
Or me?
Right.
It's a very interesting question. Huh. Because if we don't have the money, we're not going to go out there and buy them. So we conduct our elections as we normally do. So what happens if I'm in default of the legislation?
Sure.
You won't be the only one.
Hopefully, hopefully it'll get killed. But if it doesn't, the sponsor, the senator and state rep, the sponsor, will allow the clerks to provide information or comments to revise it to make it more workable. You know, it's like this thing we just talked about on the juror fees. You know, they should have held up. In fact, they were supposed to, and allow the input to come from the counties before they pass it. They went ahead and pushed it through, passed it, and now they're coming back trying to fix it. You know, same thing on this. They should try to provide some fixes before they pass the thing.
Right.
And make it workable.
Wow.
There is one interesting piece of legislation. Senator Jack Franks, with House Bill 1434, would stipulate that an elected official could only hold one elected office at a time. I don't think that's going to go anywhere. So we'll see where
that is. There's only a handful of us that are willing to take these gigs anymore.
I think that's the mindset. Where are all of these civic-minded people going to come?
There's not a lot of people beating down the door
this precinct committee money,
one public office at a time. And then there is another county issue, and I know that Joe has already seen this, but it affects local governments who represent a population of more than 5,000 people are required to have a website, an internet website. So that's going to be interesting too. That came out of Lake County also. Mm-hmm. So we'll see about that. But other than the election is tomorrow, and just for some numbers, early voting ended on Saturday. There was 3,499 early voted county.
Really?
And absentees, 723 were requested, 395 have been returned.
So early voting isn't going on now then?
No,
with
it's over. The only way a person can vote now, other than tomorrow, would be in-person absentee.
They can come to your office today and vote like you always can?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, we make it so, I don't know how we make it any better for people to vote that want to vote.
Right.
I mean, I know people out in the county would have to come to your office to vote, but that's not a terrible...
Other than mailing them all a ballot, how much easier can
I don't know how much better we can make
it
really.
Right. How inconvenient that would be.
Filling it out. Yeah. Interesting. Thanks.
Well, one other thing, I talk about state government, federal government. I included in my mailing a report. In the last 2 months, we've met with our congressional delegation and briefed them on issues important to Madison County. Met with Senator Durbin, Senator Kirk, Congressman Shimkus and Davis together, and then the boss was actually in here a week or two ago. And, talked about transportation issues, levies, those types of things. Brought them up to date on those types of things, so... You know, they're supportive of our efforts, and hopefully some of these things will work out for us.
Great. Thanks for all your work on this, Joe. Does anybody else have anything they need to bring before the committee? Okay. A motion to adjourn would be in order then?
So moved.
Second.
Great.
Aye.
Oh, yeah. All those in favor.
Aye.